Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Let's start with Michael Cohen. Alan, Trump's longtime confidant, former personal attorney, is now, we're hearing, likely to cooperate with federal investigators as his lawyers are expected to leave the case. A flip?
Well, we don't really know. You can only surmise that somebody who faces a lifetime in prison for crimes other than anything he may have or may not have done with the president has to make a decision. Do I want to be in prison for the rest of my life? No family, no this, no that. Or do I want to make a deal which puts me into a good spot? I think the president has been worried about his flipping all along. I mean, that seems to be the indication. The question then becomes, how far does a chief executive go to protect himself? He has the pardoning power. Does he use it? If he uses it, does that lead to impeachment in itself? Is that obstruction of justice? So it's big news, all right. Very big news.
We were also hearing that on the way back from the summit with Kim Jong-un, President Trump, in addition to calling key lawmakers about what occurred in the meeting, was actively working the phones with his lawyers in anticipation of what's coming.
Well, I would think so. He has lawyers. I don't know that they served him well. He has Rudy Giuliani, who is the out front lawyer, as opposed to the guys who are doing most of the legal work. And he's opening his yap a lot, whether it's a distraction on purpose, whether he knows what he's doing, or he's become the lightning rod. So now you see him being accused of having extramarital affairs, and it has distracted from the eye on the president. That may be purposeful. I have a feeling that if it were not in the president's interest, at least perceived that way by the president, he wouldn't be permitting it.
From the Washington Post this morning, Alan, the Republican Party appears united now, not by fealty to ideas or policies, but to a man. And ambitious GOP candidates agree success in the primaries demands the full support of the president, but many experts and some GOP politicians see peril in the general elections this November.
Well, here's what happens. If it turns out that Republicans love Trump, we see that. Their fealty to him is extreme. This is what they've always wanted. So what they're doing is they are nominating candidates who are committed to Trump. However, and the big however here is, does that pull that side of the ledger, the electoral ledger, too far to the right? And if it does, do the moderates go the other way? And if they do, you've got a Democratic Congress and maybe a Democratic Senate. But that's the risk. If a candidate doesn't pledge fealty to Trump, then when the primary comes, he loses or she loses. On the other hand, there's always the general election to contend with. And as the old saying goes, you can't have one without the other.
The Federal Reserve has raised interest rates, citing, quote, great shape of economy, Alan. Is this the real issue when it comes to the elections? It's the economy, stupid?
Well, it depends. The economy is doing extremely well. It's been doing extremely well for years and years. It really is independent of the president. And yet he is doing some things that make the rich extremely happy. And if it continues this way, and if people have jobs, they are likely to reward the people in power. I don't think there's any two ways about it. That can only help the president.
Another disturbing headline when it comes to our home, the Earth. Antarctica is melting three times as fast as a decade ago.
Well, we knew it. We saw it coming. We put our heads in the sand as a world. We have a president who is either a climate denier or very close to it, brings the EPA Chief Pruitt and others into his administration. It is as if we are just asking for it.
And they're calling, Alan, from what the scientists say, for a 6-inch rise in sea level. That's by 2100, but that would mean cities like New York have to prepare.
No question about it. If you saw The Inconvenient Truth with Al Gore, so far it's right on the money. New York will have to build bulwarks, and it will. However, there will be islands and places that just go underwater as a result of this.
Now seeing the potential for another giant merger, this time cable giant Comcast is offering $65 billion for 21st Century Fox.
Hey, David, we are about to see unbridled greed. The word is out. The Supreme Court and others are expected to go along with all of this. It's a Republican time. Monopoly is back in vogue, and we are seeing it. There is a sense that everything is on. It's all fair game now, and you will see these people, like the dinosaurs, taking each other on in great profusion.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us.